On Tuesday, the candidates for Erie County Executive met for another debate, this time at St. Joseph's High School. On hand for that was Buffalo News political reporter Bob McCarthy, and he brought some analysis with him when he joined us in studio this morning. Good morning to you, Bob.
Good morning, Jay.
All right, Bob. Interesting, going on your article in the Buffalo News this morning, that we'll start with the end of the debate because Ray Walter got in a shot at county executive polling cars that apparently what the county executive didn't have a chance to rebut. Get into what Mr. Walter accused.
Yeah, the assemblyman, the Republican candidate for county executive, basically accused Mark Poloncarz of taking money from a law firm that has a lot of business before the county, and then also in another exchange, he indicated that he had taken money from a developer with that had housing projects before the IDA upon which the county executive sits. This was just laid out there at the very last closing of the debate, and it really, I think, got Mark Poloncarz's goat because afterwards he said to me that he didn't have the guts to bring it up during the debate because he didn't want to hear the rebuttal I had. And his rebuttal, the county executive said, was that Michael Joseph and his firm no longer have any housing matters before the county. So it got kind of testy.
Okay, all right. Yeah. So and that's unusual for the way this campaign has been going up till now. How do you expect this to play out? Will there be a response?
Oh yeah, I think that this is really going to. I think, especially between these two guys, I think it's going to change the tone of this thing. The story that I have in the news this morning is about how it was a tame campaign up to now, and you know it has been, but I think this is. Made it a little bit more of an edge to it. And I think that we could maybe see this thing pick up a little bit of steam in the last 2 weeks.
You give a lot of credit to St. Joe's. This has been a tradition over there at this high school, and candidates do not miss an opportunity to debate at this. And they do a good job of bringing up a lot of the different issues, one of which, again, that you reported on here, is extending the Metro Rail. And it's interesting that both candidates tried to separate themselves in terms of their stances on it, and in so doing, kind of tripped up a little bit.
Yeah, it came up in the last debate a week ago here at WNED Studios. And I think it got much more refined in the debate yesterday because Ray Walter said, I am not in favor of extending rail out to Amherst. Mark Poloncarz didn't go that far. But this is going to be an important issue because just in another 2 months, we're going to see the NFTA issue the first of their studies about extending service to Amherst, basically to UB. That is probably going to concentrate on extending rail, my guess is. I could be wrong, but bus rapid transit and expanded bus service are also on the agenda as possibilities. Ray Walter wants to just have expanded bus service, and yesterday said that that would be the same amount of people and it would cost a lot less. Well, it would cost a lot less, but it probably wouldn't be the same amount of people because the NFTA studies show that people would rather ride one-seat ride into downtown, and that would be rail, and more people are attracted to
rail. How many additional customers would that be?
We'd be talking doubling the 25,000 that are riding the line daily now.
All right.
Okay. And there's a demand for it, especially with UB.
That's significant.
It's significant, yeah. And Mark Poloncarz got a little bit mixed up yesterday, too, when he said, well, it's not going to be that expensive because it's going to be basically a surface line and there won't be that much subway involved. Well, there's going to be over a mile of subway involved from UB's South Campus out to Amherst. So it is going to be expensive.
Millions of dollars involved there.
Oh, yeah.
Easily. And then finally, on another type of financial issues, the idea of poverty that came up in this debate. And again, this is something that Ray Walter has made a kind of a core of his campaign, but he's doing it in a way through the sales tax issue here. Talk a little bit more about that.
Well, it's interesting that this comes up. So many times debates are criticized because they don't talk about the issue of poverty. And here in what some studies say is the third poorest city in America, it should be an important topic. Ray Walter has said that he will lower people's taxes by His fair sales tax distribution plan, which is pretty much the centerpiece of his campaign. He also has kind of an enterprise zone type of plan that he wants to initiate if he's elected. Mark Poloncarz, you know, to his credit, too, he's been talking about poverty from the get-go with what he calls a health and human services plan that involves something like 50 different initiatives. How successful he's been on all of those scores, I'm not sure. But, I think it's a little bit refreshing that both of these candidates are recognizing that for all the progress that Buffalo has made over the past few years and all the progress Erie County has made, there's still some real problems of poverty around here.
All right, Bob McCarthy, if we had more time, we would continue this conversation, but we'll have to do so again next Wednesday morning.
Let's do it.